Now, listeners are warned that the following broadcast contains a strobe lighting effect. 5 minutes into the programme, you may wish to put on protective goggles for the duration of the effect.
Welcome to Concrete Cow, a sketch show made from words and actors.
The former occupants did let the garden get a bit overgrown, but cutting it back should be pretty straightforward. And sorry about the pebble dashing. Shall we go in?
But still, it does seem very cheap for the size and location.
Yes, it's a bit of a bargain.
It's not got subsidence, is it?
No, that's all fine.
Or rising damp?
No, nothing like that.
Noisy neighbours?
No, they're empty at the moment.
Well, that's odd then.
You're religious at all?
Well, we tend to go to church at Christmas and Easter.
Right. Good friends with any priests?
But I don't see that this is any of your business.
No, fair enough. But you wouldn't say that you were superstitious.
Look, where... What are you trying to tell us?
Nothing, honestly. It's just that if you went ahead and bought this property, you might want to think about sleeping elsewhere during major religious festivals and saints' days. That's all I'm saying.
Is there something wrong with this house?
Oh, look, I'm not going to make value judgments about the existence of a spirit world. All I can say is that deeds do refer to this place being some kind of ancient Indian burial site.
What? In Kent?
Just relaying information.
What else does it say in that folder?
Nothing.
Give it here. Police reports. Former occupants murdered mysteriously by tomahawks.
Probably just the kids.
What about the survey?
Hold on a minute. Boiler replaced recently. Sanitary well would benefit from renovation. And significant paranormal activity emanating from downstairs toilet.
They just put that in to cover themselves.
Hold on, no. It says here something about a portal into the bowels of hell.
Well, the bathroom cabinet does seem to provide some kind of shortcut to the throne room of Beelzebub and a satanic host, but if you keep it shut, I can't see that being a problem.
I don't think this is the place for us.
Okay, I'll come clean. The house is regularly visited by the spirit world, lycanthropes and the undead, but on the plus side, there is no chain.
Oh. Well, what do you think, Matthew?
I have to say, I much prefer the one on Elm Street.
Gold finger. He's the man with the Midas touch.
Dad, you're looking terribly depressed.
Well, I am. I just thought this would be more fun.
Being able to turn everything into gold?
Yes.
Well, we did try to warn you.
I know.
You probably should have been slightly more specific in your wish.
I know. If I'd have thought about it, I would have realised that it would be impossible to eat, drink, meet people, everything.
Yeah, I know.
And I didn't once stop to consider the inevitable inflationary effect this much new gold would have on my kingdom.
Oh, you just weren't to know that, Dad.
And now my kingdom's suffering hyperinflation and your mother's left me and I can't even have a...
Dad. Slightly more information than I really need to know.
Oh, come on, this is ancient Greece. Anyway, this... The whole gold thing is really going to distort my image in posterity.
No, I'm sure it won't. You'll be remembered for lots of things.
No, I won't. I'll be King Midas, the man who idiotically wished for anything he touched did gold.
No, they won't say that.
They will. They'll just go, ooh, King Midas, the man with the golden touch. Ooh, I wonder what happened when he went to the toilet. I'll tell you what, pain.
Being paranoid.
Oh, no one will pay a blind bit of notice to my prison reforms or my groundbreaking agriculture subsidies.
No, I'm sure they will.
Or worse, they'll just confuse me with that git on Crete.
King Minos?
King Minos, exactly. Well, at least I'm not the deviant with a minotaur locked up in the badly designed cellar.
He's done a very good job of rebuilding their transport system.
Oh, shut up. He's just a big gay minotaur lover.
Oh, it's been ages since I've played Monopoly.
Fancy the hat.
Oh, I want want to be the hat.
I think you should be the dog.
Very funny. I think you should be the car.
Why?
Because they say a man's car is inversely proportional to the size of a man's... No, hang on. That would mean yours is massive. So, are we playing or what?
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing to think how this game has really stood the test of time.
It's a classic.
Right, rules. Can't buy on the first round.
All income tax to be paid to the middle and scooped on free parking.
And all fines.
But not street repairs.
Or school fees.
Okay, I presume three hotel maximum.
Stations pay double.
Utilities triple.
Land three times on free parking and win a grand.
Land three times on Bow Street and go to jail.
Unless you're the owner.
And if you land on Whitehall four times, you have to run down the street in your pants.
And first to go bankrupt does it naked.
Roll four doubles in a row and dial 999 and demand to speak to PC Copper.
Other than that, it's rules as is. Right, watch a step there now. And if we leave the King Minos throne room, we come through to this room here. Now, the function of this room is currently unknown. We haven't found any pottery, so, basically we're stuffed.
Dr. May, I might have found something.
Ah, this is Carter, who's been working on this dig for the last 7 years. What have you found there?
Well, looks like ancient Phoenician script.
Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, this is very exciting. You may be witnessing an extraordinary piece of ancient history. Carter, how's your Phoenician?
Not bad. The first crosshatch is for king. The eagle we know to represent Minos. The verb to be is clearly implied by that mark. Mm-hmm. And this last character is...
What? What does it say?
It says, King Minos is a bender.
It doesn't.
Well, more accurately, King Minos is a raging homer.
What about that bit there?
That says, Theseus blows goats.
Right.
And over here it says, I am Heraclitus, meet here on Thursday at 7 to... lift up my toga and grab my sparrow. I believe that back then the word sparrow was a euphemism for...
Yes, all right. I think we can guess what sparrow means. Yes, this room is clearly an ancient gent's.
There's another here accusing Minos of being a big gay minotaur lover.
Right, moving on.
Well, like I say, he came out of nowhere. Gave me a real fright, I can tell you.
Yes, Mrs. Cobb. Now, we've got the lineup of some suspects here. Would you all stand up straight, please, looking forwards? Thank you. Would you be able to identify your attacker?
Oh, yes, definitely. He was white. He had teeth. Definitely teeth that stuck out at the front.
Yeah.
And big ears. Big fluffy white ears. A twitchy nose.
Yes. Can I just stop you there? Was it that rabbit?
Yes, it was.
Right. Thanks, lads. That'll be all.
Oh, did I not say he did give me quite a nasty nip?
Ooh.
But you've, like, done entertainment before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so any thoughts on the last night show?
Well, I know you normally try to sum up the week they've just spent in Ibiza, but I thought about doing something about what they're going back to.
Nice, like it.
So I was thinking Pinter's The Homecoming.
Right. I don't know that one, but I'm sure we can do a joke in the name, like Pinter Lager or something. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, costumes.
Normally it's done pretty naturalistic, but we can look at that.
Well, I'm thinking nurses' outfits.
And for the men?
Also nurses' outfits.
Daring, why not?
Have you seen the outfits, by the way?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, that's them hanging over there.
Where?
Just there.
No, it's just blue bits of ribbon with... Oh, yes, I see what we do.
So, yeah, the boys love it.
Yes, although, don't you think what's not revealed is always more erotic?
No.
Right.
Now, is it one or two acts?
Two.
So, in the interval, the rest of the reps can come on and do the G-strings and banana routine.
Oh, right.
And then at the end, we can do a big homecoming finish with that football's coming home song whilst the Carlson crew do a striptease. Sound all right?
Actually, no. We can't do this.
What?
This is wrong. It's completely wrong.
What?
They did this all at the Armada in 96.
Oh, bastards.
Mum?
Yeah?
Tell me about me, Dad.
No, you don't need to know anything about him.
No, I do, Mum. I do. I really want to know.
Well, he was an animal.
Right. Right. Is that why I'm a Minotaur?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Mum, I do think you've got quite a lot of explaining to do.
Well, I was a young, impressionable girl.
Well, obviously.
On holiday on a Greek island, and I met someone at a party.
But, Mum, he was a bull.
In my defence, the lighting was very poor, and I couldn't hear him over the music.
Mum!
Look, I don't make a habit of this sort of thing. It's not like I'm Catherine the Great.
Yeah, but look at me, Mum, look at me! I'm half man, half bull. How am I going to find true love looking like this?
Oh, you never know. Someday, you know, you might meet a... a big gay Minotaur lover.
Stop it!
What can I get you?
Ooh, what sort of beer have you got at the moment?
You name it, we've got it. We've got Bishop's Big Toe, Archdeacon's Adam Apple, Prebend's Pancreas, Curate's Coccyx, Canon's Colon, and Cardinal's Cardiovascular System.
Right.
And Archiepiscopal's Private Chaplain's Arm.
Oh, so do you have any Spitfire?
We certainly do. We also have Pateman's Hurricane, Dempsey's Dogged Battle of Britain, Samson's Sturdy AT-AT emplacement, Morris's Miraculous Blenheim.
Blenheim?
It was an early bomber, phased out in 1942.
Right.
Unwin's Unreliable Wellington, Smith's Superior Lancaster, Thompson's Trusty Mosquito.
That was an American plane.
It was Canadian, actually.
Not British, though.
Part of the Commonwealth, Canada, Australia, India, vital players in the Second World War.
Fair enough.
But if you really want a British ale, you could try a pint of Harris's unrelenting area bombing campaign.
Ooh.
Although you'll probably regret that last one in the morning.
Well, I probably don't want something that bitter. Have you got any lagers?
Oh, we have some excellent German ones.
Oh, don't tell me. The Himmler's hideous Messerschmitt, the Fuhrer's rather hopeless but occasionally devastating Doodlebug, Goering's long-range Heikel, bombs that cities that other bombers cannot reach.
No, we just got a bottle of Beck's.
Oh, okay.
Do you want one?
Why not?
Yeah.
Tomorrow on Radio 4, the welcome return of the panel game, I'm Sorry, Remind Me Who I Am Again, as four more old and increasingly senile comedians have to try and remember who they are by the end of the programme. Here's a clip.
You did a series for BBC Two in the 60s.
Oh, did I?
With Tony Meadows.
Oh, what was it called?
Slap Bang Wallop.
Oh, was it funny?
Hilarious till series 9.
Oh, yes. Did he star Benny Hatz as Mrs. Wallop?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Am I Tommy Tyndale? Oh, thank you. No, it's gone again. No.
That's tomorrow on Radio 4.
Okay, we'll finish this off tomorrow.
Miss Pierce?
Yes.
Mrs. Robson, little Matthew's mum.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Okay.
I just wanted a quick word about Matthew's marks.
Certainly.
It's just he doesn't seem to be doing that well.
No, well, he has this habit of writing down the wrong answer, which obviously loses him marks.
I don't understand, because Matthew is very bright. Very bright, you know? I mean, sometimes it looks like he's in a bit of a dream world,
yeah,
or
trying to eat his own chin.
Trying to eat his own chin, yes. But he's thinking. I mean, he doesn't show it in class or in tests or at home, but, you know, when he's on his own, I just see him out of the corner of my eye, and do you know what he's doing?
What?
Something really stupid. And then I realise he knows I'm watching. You see, he's perceptive. Very perceptive. It's incredible.
Mrs. Robson, Matthew is a very special little boy, but he's...
A complete idiot, I know. Hello.
Mrs. Robson.
Oh, what have I done? I've spawned a brainless idiot.
Can I order some cocktails, please?
Certainly, madam. What would you like?
Right, can I have a black Russian, a sea breeze...
Which direction?
Oh, northerly. And I'll have a Japanese monkey wrench, a Simon foot stamper, and a frankly disappointing sexual encounter on a Pebbly Beach.
Now, is that high or low season?
Oh, high.
Ooh, celebration, is it?
Sort of. And finally, I'll have a lengthy discussion in a nightclub with a chap called Harvey, which leads to an ill-advised affair lasting about a fortnight.
Right. Madam, I think we've stretched this idea about as far as it'll go.
Yes. Yes, have we?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Bottle of Beck's?
Oh, yes.
Mm.
Look, Zeus, it's nothing personal, but Apollo is really beginning to encroach on my area of jurisdiction.
Look, Alice, times are changing. Take Hermes. 3,000 years ago, he was really stitched up as messenger of the gods, whatever the hell that is. But now it's 2002, he's got email. He's got servers, mainframes, and now he's getting a bit of glory.
That's not the point.
Yes, it is. Face it, you still got a war. Surely that's enough to be going on with. Apollo has got archery.
Yes, but now he's got crossbows, muskets, rifles, pump action shotguns, handguns, and he's knocking on the door of drive-by shooting.
So
that should be mine.
Where is your god of war, not urban street crime?
Yes, where does it end? I mean, if he ends up with this one, he'll automatically get brawls, riots, and skirmishes. And the next thing you know, he'll have minor domestic tiffs. It's another assorted fracas. It's just not fair.
Look, everyone's got disputed area. Talking of which, Aphrodite, have you patched things up with Eros yet?
No, he just keeps making innuendos every time I try to get through to him.
Yeah. I'd love to try and get through to you.
You see what I'm up against?
Up against. Chance will be a fine thing. Woof, woof.
Oh, he's just vulgar. I'm the proper god of love, love which is pure, noble and true.
Yeah, the sort that doesn't get you a shag.
He's not the god of love, he's the god of porn.
What's wrong with that? It's thanks to me you got VHS and the internet. Did that single-handed.
Yes, I bet you did. Oh, no, he's got me doing it now.
Yeah. Hi, Tony. How are you? Great party, isn't it?
Hi, yeah, fantastic.
Ooh, who is that girl you were talking to? You couldn't introduce me to her, could you?
Who? Oh, no, her, I would, but...
You're not after her yourself, are you?
No, it's just that, to be honest, I can't remember her name.
Oh, OK, well, just introduce me, and then I'll ask for a name.
Yeah, well, the thing is... God, this is a bit embarrassing. I can't remember your name either.
You can't remember my name?
I know, I'm sorry, it's really embarrassing.
Tony, we've known each other for 22 years.
I know.
We live in the same house.
I just can't help it.
I'm your brother.
Look, I know...
Come on, tell me your dream. I'm really good at this sort of thing. This interpretation book is great.
I don't know. Well, there was this one where I dreamt I was sitting an exam, only I was wearing really big pants and a dunce's hat, and I didn't know any of the answers, and people were staring at me and laughing.
That's sexual anxiety. Easy. Dreams are really very simple. It's all in the hidden symbolism.
Oh, well, there's this other one I kept having a couple of months ago. It's quite complex.
Come on, try me.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm running along a beach in a skimpy bikini as the waves crash down the shore, and towards me runs a very handsome man, and in the distance I see mountains and volcanoes erupting, exploding all over the place, big streams of hot lava jetting up into the sky, and I get all hot and tingly.
Yeah, that's money troubles, definitely.
Oh, right, thanks. Now, there's another one I've been having quite a lot recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, see, I'm in this large Olympic arena. I'm attacking my ex-boyfriend with an axe over and over and over in the head. Yeah. And then I notice I'm naked, and the audience is made up of members of my family, friends, and former boyfriends. All my close friends throw knives into my back, and then I'm suddenly trapped inside a big air bubble in the sky. See, I see my boss below asking people if they like me, and they go, no. And then she rewards their loyalty with all my money and my flat. And then they begin searching through bin bags, in which my fears, hopes, and all the things that I'd rather forget about are kept. And they scatter those guilty secrets across the floor. And then a dog, which is the living embodiment of shame, but has the face of Mrs. Burns, my geography teacher at school, bites me on the ankle. And I wake up wide awake, screaming, drenched in sweat, and I can't get to sleep for hours, even with a treble gin and sleeping pills.
Yeah, we all get that one.
Right. So what did you say your name was again?
Richard.
Richard, of course, right.
Look, I thought you were going to see a doctor about this.
Yeah, I had an appointment with Dr... You know, I couldn't remember...
The name of the doctor?
Or the street name.
Oh, Tony.
Look, it must be genetic or something.
Well, it's really not that hard. You just need a system for remembering people's names.
Like what?
Well, like, you know, linking people's names to the way they look. Mm. Okay, so here comes Letitia. The thing you can never fail to notice about Letitia is that she's got really big breasts. So I think tits, Tissia, Letitia. See? Easy. Right. Try it when she comes over.
Hello, Tony.
Hello, tits.
What?
Excuse us. Tony, a word.
There we go. So, how long have you been vegetarians?
About 7 years.
And what made you decide?
Well, I think we both realised that if you're not prepared to kill the animal yourself, you just shouldn't eat meat.
Do you know, I think you're absolutely right. Now, I must put the dinner on. Darling,
Could you sharpen that knife?
Oh, David, not in front of the guests.
What?
Well, they're vegetarians.
Yeah, but they don't eat meat because they're not prepared to kill the animals themselves. I am. You don't mind, do you?
Well, I'd rather you didn't just stand there and kill it in front of us.
Right, OK. What if I let it run around a bit and give it a head start? Oh, you cunning wee piggy. Come here. Oh, he's gone into the conservatory. Darling, pass my bow.
David.
Just pass it over and check on the nut roast for our guests.
All right.
So, how's little Jack?
Oh, fine. Our only real worry at the moment is finding a decent school locally.
It can be difficult, can't it?
Yeah. Oh, here he comes. Ah, damn.
Oh, darling, mind the dresser.
Oh, it's a crafty wee piggy. So, Jack's about to go to nursery.
Yeah, we found a good one, but even they say that the schools in the area are fairly poor, so I think you're moving altogether.
Oh, that gets very expensive.
Yeah, it's a pity to have to move house just to find a school which doesn't turn your kids into animals. Die, pig! Sorry, Paul, sorry.
It's okay, honestly.
Put that bow away this minute. Have the nut roast tonight, darling. There's plenty for all of us.
And it's very healthy, David.
You sure you're okay there, Paul?
I could probably use a tissue or something.
You're right, darling.
Ah, there he is. Come here, you wee runt.
Darling, take it outside.
Okay. What are you doing?
And don't get blood on the patio.
Rachel!
Paul, can I top up your glass?
Thanks.
Okay, another way of remembering names is to repeat it as soon as you're introduced to them and then use it a few times during the conversation.
Right.
Till it's sunk in.
Fine.
Okay? Now, try it on this girl.
Hi, I'm Katie.
Katie!
Yeah, and you are?
I am Tony, Katie. And this is my brother. He's a man with a penis. Dick Richard is his name.
Dick Richard?
Just Richard.
So, Katie.
Yes.
Katie.
Yes, yes.
Katie. No, it's not there yet. I can't do this.
Tony, over here.
Back in a second, Katie.
Oh, hello. I have a table reserved for two under the name of Williams.
Oh, yes. If you'd like to follow me, I think your guest is already here.
Oh, is she here? Oh, right. never been on a blind date before. Like my mate Dave said he'd set me up. She's supposed to be an absolute stunner, so, you know, I thought, what have I got to lose?
Your table, sir.
Hiya, nice to meet you. Dave's told me so much about you. Didn't think you'd be quite so attractive, though.
Dave?
No, I'm Michelle.
No, you're Dave. Look, if a girl refused to show up, just come out and say it.
I don't know what you mean.
And people your size shouldn't be wearing strappy little dresses like that, especially not with those.
You don't think they clash, do you?
They're army boots, Dave, and you really don't have to go through with this.
No, I'm your date, Michelle.
Rose for your lovely lady.
No, you don't understand. She's not my lady.
No, I am his lady. I'm Michelle.
No, he's not. We're really not.
Oh, go on, buy me a rose, please.
No, I'm...
Go on,
do it. I am not buying you a bloody rose.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Some date you are.
Oh, stop it.
Look, you know what I'd love now? A slow, comfortable screw against the wall.
Dave, you hate cocktails.
No, I don't. Can't get enough of me. Oh, the other night we had such a lot of us girls out in the town.
Dave, you're not a girl. Wearing pink lipstick does not make you a woman.
It's not pink, actually. It's passionate peachy.
Oh, I can't take much more of this. I'm off.
And tights. Oh, tights are really lovely against the thigh.
Bye, Dave.
They come with a top weave, easy breathe gusset now.
I can't hear you.
Betty doesn't even ring.
Meanwhile, in the heart of Africa, explorer and missionary Dr. Livingstone was nearing Lake Tanganyika, unaware that his path was about to famously cross with Henry Stanley.
Just a few more miles and we'll pitch camp.
Hello?
Wait a moment, who's that?
I say.
Hello?
Hello there. Well, I presume you must be...
I'm sorry, I'm hopeless with names.
Right.
It's a genetic thing. Now, don't tell me.
The only white man for hundreds of miles in any direction?
I know, look, it's at the tip of my tongue. You were in the Times the other day.
The only man for hundreds of miles with a PhD?
Yeah, so it's Doctor... No, it's gone.
Livingstone.
Look, you won't put this in your memoirs, will you?
I'll make it sound better.
Thanks ever so much.
Woo-ha! So, using the very latest computer technology, it is simple for me to destroy the world city of my choice. I choose London. Set the coordinates and prepare the launch sequence.
Transponder confirmed. Launch sequence initiated. Ready in T-minus 3 minutes. Phase one initiated.
Excellent.
Impact in T-minus 3 minutes.
Time remaining is on the screen, sir.
Oh, is that the clock?
Yes, sir.
I don't like the font.
Oh. Well, it's the default evil countdown font, sir.
Prepare to change font.
Oh, but sir...
Don't argue.
Launch procedure can't accommodate a font change.
Look, if you have to call IT, fine. Just make it happen.
Oh, well, I can do it. I'll just, Right, what launch program are we in?
It's written there. Microsoft Villain 98.
Oh. What, we didn't upgrade?
No, all you get is an evil paperclip and tip of the day.
Yeah, you know, you should have got Claris Baddie Works. Targeting's clearer, and he's better at writing viruses.
Can we not have this discussion now? We're trying to change the font. Now, you're in Missile Launch Works, so go to File, and you'll find a menu called Countdown. Now, click on Options.
Right, what do you want?
Basically anything except Times New Roman. That's just not scary at all.
All right, well, what about this one?
No, it's not legible. Try Helvetica.
Oh, that's so CIA.
Oh, for heaven's sake! An organization like ours should have a bespoke font, specially designed for our evil needs.
Well, what about Courier Bold?
Oh, Courier? I'm trying to nuke a city of 8 million people. I'm not doing it with a countdown font that makes us look like a parish newsletter.
Okay.
How about Britannic Bold? Oh, the delicious irony of destroying London with a font of that name.
Whatever. Right, that's programmed in.
You know, I'm starting to wonder about Paris now. I quite like London. What do you think?
Well, a nuclear strike on London right about now would wipe out the entire cast of Cat, Chicago and Phantom of the Opera.
I admit that is a plus. But I haven't been to Tate Modern yet, so... Let's blow up Paris.
Impact in 1 minute.
Oh, we haven't time to change targets now.
Yes, we have. Go to the file menu, then target.
All right.
Then favorites, Paris, and confirm. There, see? Mr. Smarty Pants.
Oh, so it's too late to change the course. Miss us now heading for Dijon.
Dijon? Oh, that's okay. Soon there will be a terrible global shortage of mild French mustard, and then I will be able to release my secret stock at vastly inflated prices.
Missile impact. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Didn't go off.
Did you click explode?
Oh, I did. I did!
Oh, if you want something doing round.
That was Concrete Cows, starring Rob Webb, Chris Pavlow, Sally Hawkins, Stephen Kimmon, and Olivia Colman. It was written by James Carey, Robin Innes, Catherine Shepherd, Adam Bromley, Sally Hawkins, John Holmes, Ashley Blaker, Stuart Barker, and Tim Fitzhyman. The script editors were Steve Bund and James Carey. The producer was Adam Bromley.